This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
Today is Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. I'm Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today. Well, this week I drop part two of my late August conversation with Greg Long, CEO of Phoenix Franchise Brands. While this week's conversation with Greg is a standalone that you can enjoy whether you've listened to part one or not, it may make some sense to catch part one first anyway. For more of the backstory to the serial entrepreneur's formula for predictable outcomes and franchise success. And speaking of franchise success, many thanks to last week's guest, Frank Fiume, founder of I9 Sports, for checking so many boxes about his 20-year journey and, moreover, the new chapter in his life, connecting with and helping emerging franchisors via his new podcast, Emerging Franchise Brands, which, like Franchise Today, can be found just about anywhere one might go to download your favorites. And with all of that said, a quick word now from Atmosphere TV, and I'll be right back to reintroduce you to Phoenix Franchise Brands CEO, Greg Long.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchisors of restaurants, bars, and grills, and multi-unit franchisees, listen up. This message is for you. If you're looking to engage guests, elevate profits, and enhance your customer experience, Atmosphere TV is the answer. What's Atmosphere, you ask? Atmosphere is the world's number one streaming TV service for businesses, here to help you make more and save big on overpriced cable packages. Atmosphere provides you with a free programming option, bringing more than 60 ultra-engaging audio optional channels designed to please customers and increase their average ticket. So, how does it work? Well, it's easy. Upon sign-on, Atmosphere sends you a free device loaded with over 60 channels of eye-grabbing entertainment. From news and sports to viral videos and fuzzy animals, every channel is family-friendly and designed to keep your customers happy and engaged. Plus, thanks to Atmosphere's 100% audio-optional format, the programming is perfect for any setting, no matter how loud or busy. So, stop playing and paying overpriced cable. Go with free TV instead. Just go to atmosphere.tv/signup and use the code FRANCHISE, and Atmosphere will waive the usual one-time $99 activation fee for your free-to-stream device. Visit Atmosphere online at atmosphere.tv, and remember, use the code FRANCHISE to waive your one-time activation fee. Visit atmosphere.tv to elevate your franchise's entertainment experience today. This week, I'm joined by industry veteran Greg Long, CEO at Phoenix Franchise Brands, for the second part of our twofer. In part one, Greg set the table for his meteoric successes in franchising, born out of his early days with Molly Maid, Service Brands, and the iconic and legendary David and Karen McKinnon. So, while the first half of the conversation back on August 23rd was all about getting to the present day, today's discussion is all forward-facing as we talk about Greg's vision for Phoenix Franchise Brands as the franchisors of Fetch Pet Care, Door Renew, Spray Foam Genie, and Furryland Mobile Grooming. Now, while these brands line up a little bit differently than most of the common denominators we usually see under the umbrellas of portfolio companies specializing in single verticals like home health, home service, or childhood enrichment, Greg's vision at Phoenix is a little bit different. It is to help those with entrepreneurial spirits create a legacy for themselves, their families, and the communities that they serve. And they do so living and breathing the following five core values: honesty, character, courage, inclusivity, and integrity. And as Greg lays it all out, it will become evident that there is a method to his madness when it comes to brand selection at Phoenix Franchise Brands. His leadership team is rich in experience, and collectively they boast changing lives and building businesses one at a time across their ever-expanding portfolio of brands, representing a combined 130-plus years of franchising experience. Greg Long, welcome back to Franchise Today.
Thank you, Stan. So honored to be back. Really appreciate our last session and looking forward to this one. Thanks so very much to have me.
Well, there was just too much to talk about to get it all done in a single sitting, and that's happened on occasion, not often, but it puts you in the good company of people like Michael E. Gerber, puts you in the company of Jimmy John Leto. Some people have so much to share, and it's so compelling, you have to share it all. You can't leave anything on the table. So it took a bit more time, but I'm happy to come back now, and we've got a foundation that those that listened already can build upon from there as we go forward today and talk about all of those 30 plus years of experience that has brought you to the place in franchising that you're at today, putting together a portfolio of brands under an umbrella called Phoenix Franchise Brands, and talk about where you see things moving as we are in the post-COVID world that is quickly evolving and changing. And we'll get your insights on what franchising looks like from your point of view on a go-forward basis. So got a lot to talk about and got about a half hour to do it. So what do you say we roll?
I'm all over it, Stan.
And before we do, just a quick footnote to our last conversation. A bunch of names came out, and I probably tagged more names on that episode than I've ever tagged before, but you dropped two that are close to me, and I actually got a chance to talk to them. It was Christy Malou and David McKinnon. And I asked them each, you know, what would you say to me about Greg Long if I asked, and want to hear what I heard?
Sure.
So what I heard from Christy Malou was how much she learned from you, that she came in at an entry level, and that you were a great teacher, and that was her fond memory of you. On the David McKinnon side, David said that you are a very amicable and very funny person, a very funny co-worker, and that you make being on a team fun when you're part of that team, and just said you were the kind of person that people like being around.
That's so very kind of both of them. I have very fond memories of being there, and both those folks actually have a great sense of humor, but David McKinnon's sense of humor and mine were dialed in about as tight as it could be. Oh my goodness. We had some really funny episodes, he and I, that we just couldn't stop laughing. He's a great man and a great leader and a great father and, my goodness, a grandfather. So it's so very kind of both he and Christy to say those things. And Christy, gosh, she worked her way all the way up the ladder. Just so proud to know both of them. Christy, she and Todd have really done some amazing things.
And they're going to continue to do that as well. But we're going to save that for another episode, or we'll never get through this one. So I just wanted to share that with you and make sure that I close the loop on that and let you hear about that. What I'm really interested in learning today, Greg, and what we want to share with my audience is the diversity of the brands and the kinds of brands that you're assembling, where we're seeing an awful lot of consolidation, where portfolio companies are like Neighborly and others pulling together a great many brands that are in similar space, home service type space or whatever it may be. But you seem to have already got a pretty eclectic group. I mean, Fetch and Furryland kind of go together, but then Dory New and Spray Foam Genie, there just seems to be a different kind of a vision for the way your portfolio is going to grow. Why don't you share some of that for openers and we'll see where it takes us.
I'd love to, Stan. You know, there's a method to the madness with Dory New and Spray Foam Genie, very much like I learned, we were just talking about Dave McKinnon and service brands. Back in the year 2000, there was no organized approach to the handyman industry. The service was bad, the look was bad, the feel was bad, the reliability was bad. And so we turned all of that around. But when I hearken back to those days, I think about an industry that was fragmented, that there wasn't a real clear solution. And I think about Door Renew and I think about Spray Foam Genie. And even another one we sold to Neighborly, Dryer Vent Wizard. You know, there wasn't any real organized competition. And today in the Door Renew business, there's nothing like it. And it's really without a competitor. There's a few different ways you could get your front entryway reworked, redone, and restored. But Door Renew has a very proprietary system of doing that. And again, I'm very confident in 3, 4, 5 years, there'll be 5 or 6 people, just like the handyman business, 5 or 6 brands that will follow that. But the front door is kind of the personality and the smile on the house that you can really bring out with this service. And it's a very interesting service to sell and to manage as a franchisee. Gosh, you don't want to have the ugliest looking house on the block. So as soon as somebody on the block gets it, just through yard signs and referrals, the next thing you know, we've done half the houses on the block. So it's a very unique business. You know, there's a method to the madness of not having lots and lots and lots of competitors. At the end of the day, you know, I think the painting business is a good business. I think the cleaning business is a good business. But boy, when you're charged with the responsibility of taking somebody's balance sheet and making them successfully self-employed, you sure want to do something with an open field run, is kind of the way I've always thought about things. And with Door Renew, we give them that opportunity. Spray Foam Genie is the same. same. Spray Foam Genie is a very unique business that was born and raised in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And Chris Ryan and the Ryan boys and my oldest boy, Kevin, have just turned this into a powerhouse brand. It's got a commercial side to it. It's got a residential side to it. And it's incredibly profitable. Franchisees do real well right out of the gate. But one of the reasons there's not 15 franchise brands out there doing this, there's really two other organized competitors. But, you know, we go at it a little bit differently than they do. We have proprietary products. We buy them from Rhino Linings, a 30-year friend of mine. And we really, I think, have a leg up in terms of the way that the service and the system is delivered.
What is the service? What is it that you do?
Sorry, Stan. It's insulation and it's spray foam. So we can take a house in a hot climate like Phoenix or Las Vegas, and we can save so much energy. It's so eco-friendly in terms of a service to buy for your home. It saves you so much energy. The house stays cool. We have customers that in power outages in the middle of summer in the Midwest, it's July and they had no power for 3 days and the temperature only fell 2 degrees. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And then the reverse, of course, in the wintertime, it keeps the houses cool in hot weather through the insulation properties. And then in the cold weather, it keeps them warm and really saves you a lot of money on your heating bills. So consumers love it. The payback is a matter of less than 18 months. And the commercial builders out there with huge, huge manufacturing plants, all sorts of different applications, are really finding out about the spray foam properties and how it saves tens of thousands of dollars in energy bills on a monthly basis.
So we kind of couple that with Furryland and Fetch. And how do you bring all these back ends together to really garner the economies of scale that these portfolio companies are bringing companies together to accomplish? What's the mission for that when you're running across brands that have such disparity?
Well, you know, we operate them as brand specific and industry specific divisions. So on the pet side of the house, they have separate call centers that are employees of ours. They have separate call centers, they have separate brand people, separate marketers, support people, and so forth. On the home service side, you have the same thing, separate call centers, but you have brand specific support people, team leads, marketing folks, and so forth. In the back room, you've got commonality in terms of accounting. You have commonality in terms of HR and all of those things that can be taken out across just about any brand. So we lever up those things. We have a beautiful office here in Livonia, Michigan, and all the brands are here. We have another big office down in Alabama as well for the home service side, but the real home office is here in Michigan, and we lever that up too. So we have brand-specific people on the franchisee-facing side, but the back room is all one big department that services all brands.
And so what is it that works as a formula for you, if you will? What is it you're looking for when you're going after a brand?
You know, I look at the competitive landscape just to find out how many people are in that organization. I looked at a home service one not too long ago, and the economics were great. Everything was great, but there's so many competitors in it, we passed. And it broke my heart because it was a really nice looking brand and a really nice looking company, and everything else was terrific. But gosh, Stan, there were so many people in that business. It would be very difficult to get a franchisee up and running and profitable in the period of time that it takes today with these other brands. We want to make sure that we can get people to break even prior to 12 months. We get there as fast as we can. And we've got systems and processes to do all of that. But it's a big part of it. Competitive landscape. We know what our core competencies are internally, and we're very good in terms of the pet side, very good in terms of the home service side. And the one category that we are going to have a full out sprint here in the fourth quarter and first quarter coming up is the early child development side. I think there's a big opportunity there. But those three things, we're going to stick to our knitting and home service, the pet, early child development. We're not going into the restaurant business and not going into spaces that are very cluttered. The other thing, Stan, that is really important for us, the only real estate that we get involved in is flex spaces. So small little warehouses for Door Renew and Spray Foam Genie is a small little warehouse that simply stores product. Furryland doesn't use real estate except to store vans in the four season markets, but again, no retail real estate. So that's also a big part of our criteria. We don't want to be in retail real estate at all, in any kind of business that has significant rents like that.
So we're only a couple of years out of COVID, and the world in many ways has changed, or at least things that were moving at a pace have accelerated. Technology is one. What's your view on the post-COVID world? What changes have you seen, and do you forecast in the coming years, given the economy, the socioeconomic changes, and of course, the changes that were brought about by COVID?
What a great and compelling question, Stan. I think first and foremost, some of the obvious things that came out out of COVID. I think I had 11 Zoom calls today, and I promise you prior to COVID, I wouldn't have had 11 Zoom calls. And you know, it's pretty interesting. In the franchise world, it's all about relationships. I think you can get to know people so much better through Zoom than you can on a telephone call. I still like face-to-face, nothing better. But I think that's one thing, if you look at the positives from COVID that really affected our world, it is really the fact that you can get face-to-face with somebody almost any time. I think the other thing that seems to have happened, and you know, it took me a little while to get there. When we post-COVID, you know, we started actually doing meet the team days or discovery days. You know, you end up talking to a lot more folks and your closing ratio isn't the same because there isn't that pain of getting on an airplane and coming to Detroit. We still do some of those, but the lion's share of our meet the team days, or again, discovery days, are done virtually. And it works out very well. I mean, from a cost perspective, I mean, our cost to do one of those things is certainly considerably less. I still like the face-to-face, but it's just kind of the way that I think the franchise world has gone. So much more virtual kind of meetings. A couple of days ago, we had an advisory council meeting for Furryland. Do you know, it was just fine. Instead of doing three of those things face-to-face during the course of the year, we're going to do one face-to-face, and the rest of them, because I think you have to, the rest of them, they're all virtual. You know, when you compare it to pre-COVID, they might have been phone calls, but it's just so much better when it's face-to-face. I think too, from a business perspective, the whole world was kind of going this way, but I think COVID gave it a great big old push that people want everything delivered to their front door. They don't want to go out. Amazon is just a machine. And you know, what a timely periods that Amazon had when they were coming in and really growing here the last 5 years. People didn't want to go out of the house. They didn't have to. You know, this past weekend, I got groceries delivered. I got all kinds of things delivered. And everything in our business, and this is the other thing too, Stan, that we do look for is how can we serve the customer at the front door? And so, you know, our mobile grooming business, our home service businesses, we bring everything to them. And the next few companies that we're looking to acquire right now does the same thing. We bring everything to the customer. I think ultimately, that's also one of the elements that we look at to just answer part of your question before is we want to make sure that everything's Amazon proof, but we at the same time, we want to make sure that we can deliver it to the customer's front door. And that kind of narrows the field a little bit.
I guess it does. Hey, we're talking today with Greg Long, CEO of Phoenix Franchise Brands. I'm Stan Friedman on Franchise Today. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back. But first, a word from our sponsors.
In today's world, for sustainable growth, franchisors must apply systems that manage and support all aspects of franchise development, from getting units open and operating to supporting operations in the field, managing legal and compliance, royalty management, and franchisee location and ownership information and records management, sometimes across multiple brands. And they must be able to report on all that data on demand. And are you confident that your current tools are delivering that to you today, much less achieving it to your satisfaction? Well, time to say hello to FRM Solutions, because FRM does all that and more. With open APIs, associated data can be pushed or pulled from anywhere to FRM. That's why franchise administrators, legal teams, and franchise executives at some of America's largest and multi-branded portfolio companies rely upon FRM Solutions as their single source of truth. And if that's not enough, FRM can identify single or multi-unit franchisee records across multiple brands within your portfolio of concepts, delivering you the power of one, the one and only tool for seamless multi-brand franchise relationship management. And that power of one applies too if you're an established and fast-growing single concept franchise. In either case, FRM scales with your company and helps you grow your business. Forget about building a custom system and say good riddance to inflexible products. FRM is customizable and upgrades are included. It even integrates with Outlook, Gmail, and text messaging, making it fully functional within your native environments. It's time to simplify your life and compound your success. Do it today with the power of one, and that one is FRM Solutions. Find them online at frmsolutions.com. and order up a demo today. And the conversation continues today with Greg Long, CEO of Phoenix Franchise Brands, franchisors of Fetch Pet Care, Furryland Mobile Dog Grooming, Door Renew and Spray Foam Genie. So we began with me not having clarity today on the common denominators or the thread that you can weave through these brands because of some of the disparities between the verticals that they're in. But I think what I've come to understand in the first half of the conversation is you're going into recession-resistant, high-margin kinds of places where recovery of investment happens in an accelerated time, and the competitive set is very, very fragmented. So now I'm starting to see where it all comes together and makes sense. And anything in childhood enrichment is the gift that keeps on giving, as I've learned working with a robotics company in Brooklyn, New York. And anything to do with kids is not only hot for the moment, but it's got stickiness too. I mean, you've got a long lifetime value of a customer in that space if you do it right, don't you?
Well, you sure do, Stan. And I think the early child development enrichment category, I think it's one of the hottest things going today. I think parents will do anything, including yours truly, I lived through all this, to give their son or daughter a competitive advantage. And whether it's academics, whether it's robotics, as you mentioned. And in our case, we're about ready to make this public knowledge, but we've got a wonderful company also based in New York that brings just great physical education classes to daycares. And such a wonderful thing. You know, I think the timing of it just couldn't be better. I think that daycares being closed more than not the last 36 months with COVID, I think parents work hard to try to get kids socialized a little bit more. I think teachers do it. I think the directors at a lot of these daycares, it's top of mind. But the other thing that they didn't get a whole lot of the last 3 years, Stan, was exercise. And I tell you, I get mesmerized. I go to these classes all the time now. It's a business that we're learning a great deal about so we can launch it here soon. And watching these children learn to do their first somersault when they're 18 months old. I love kids. I love babies. I certainly love pets, obviously, but there's something about watching these kids kind of make their way. And my kids are older, so I miss these days. But early child development and some of the things that this concept is going to bring are really terrific. To get kids moving their bodies and a little physical fitness has been missing. I think it's been missing long before COVID, but gosh, COVID really kind of stymied a lot of activities for kids. So they like it, and it's fun. And this particular concept makes it an awful lot of fun. A lot of smiles in the classroom. So anxious to get that one going and really looking already for the next one. I think the category is great. I think that you can help so many people out all at once in franchising, which makes the industry terrific. But when it gets down to being able to help children, you know, what could be better?
Absolutely. What about the digital world? I hear digital has made a huge acceleration post-COVID in so many verticals that in some cases, people never even thought of digital having an association with anything to do with their business, but finding in the post-COVID world, it's touching everything everywhere. How big a difference or change has it made in your world?
Oh my gosh, Stan, that's probably the biggest statement. And I should have led with that because you are so spot on. We have about 300 plus campaigns running right now on a monthly basis. All digital, complete, very much Google driven, but the social side of things is just absolutely amazing. The social channels, the way that you can monetize those things and build your brand. But Google is amazing. It's definitely Google's world and we're just living in it. But if it's done right, if the spend is accurate, if you're doing all the right things for your franchisees in terms of their web presence and all that stuff gets dialed in, wow, boy, does it accelerate growth. You know, the recency reach, old lessons of days gone by and television and so forth still hold true. But the digital landscape, Stan, is just absolutely amazing today. If I thought that we'd be driving such a sophisticated business behind the curtain, as far as fetch and furryland goes, out front, it looks pretty easy. You clean a dog up, trim him up, take him for a walk, and it's all easy. Boy, I'll tell you, it's sort of like that proverbial duck, Stan. All calm on the front, and then under the water, boys, there's a lot going on. That's the digital side. And you can't be wrong, and you can't take a day off, and it's just so sophisticated. It's sort of a funny thing, too. I was telling somebody this morning that I can remember the days where everybody had an Uncle Joe in the insurance business. And so when you bring franchisees in and you recommend these insurance programs for their business, oh, no, my Uncle Joe does that. Oh, boy, here we go. In these days, Uncle Joe is a digital ad buyer. So everybody's a digital expert today, Stan. Everybody that comes through here, they've got a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister, a father, an aunt, an uncle, a friend that can do it better than everybody. It's just not the case. So the digital landscape has changed and has put our brands on the map. However, there's a system to it. It's, again, harkening back to the days of television. You can have C-minus creative with an A+ plus buy and you can hit it out of the park. And there's a little bit of truth to that today with the digital side, but everything has to be dialed in. It's not for the faint of heart. You got to be able to understand exactly what's going on. You got to make sure that you really understand the analytics and what they mean. You got to make sure that they convert into dollars. We put our digital marketing group together with our call center. It's predictable. And it's a big accomplishment for those wonderful folks that run those big departments to have that word as a descriptor. It's predictable. And that's what you want as a franchisor.
Where do you see it all going, Greg? It used to be that we could look 5 years out and create a pretty cohesive business plan. But as fast as the world moves now and as quickly as things change, can you actually look 5 years over the mountaintops and predict where things are going? Or have you shortened the curve on that any?
I'm sort of a dreamer, so it's fun for me to look 5 years out. I'm also pretty conservative. I don't really think you can. I think the world changes so fast these days. Stan, I think the common denominators are things like the consumer wants it landed on their front porch. They want it easy. They want all the old-fashioned values in terms of service and price and all the rest of those things. But no, they want to buy it on an app. They want instant gratification, and they want you to put it right on their front porch, whatever it is, whether it's a service, a product. And so that's the way I think it looks in the next 24 months and the next 36 months. And the people that can deliver those things and make the customer happy and earn their trust, I think those are the people that will have customers for life. And those are the businesses that we want to be involved in.
What about the labor side and the disappearing act of employees, frontline employees that have seemed to have done a disappearing act completely in so many verticals? Has that hit you at all?
Not as bad as some of my colleagues, I think. The folks that deliver the spray foam products are pretty well compensated. I wouldn't say it's a highly skilled labor, but it's skilled labor for sure. The same holds true with door renew. These people have passions about their work. And so I think that it's sort of same old, same old. We talked about David McKinnon earlier, but he had such a passion for retaining help. And I think that in the service business where you're really, it's tantamount to just reselling labor, it's all about the people. You got to take care of them. I got to tell you, Stan, we pay them a little bit more than everybody else does in any kind of competitive landscape, but they stick, and they stick corporately. They stick with their franchisees. We have long tenured people that have been walking dogs for Fetch for 15, 16 years, but they do it not because they're getting rich. They do it because they love the work. They love the exercise and all of that. Our groomers are a different group. Frankly, they like the experience. We give them a beautiful environment to work in, and we're picky about it. It really hasn't hit us, to answer your question, but you know, I think that we do things from a marketing perspective to try to generate the best people. That was another life lesson in business from my early days at Molly Maid. We spent more money marketing for employees in those days than we did for customers. Customers were the easy part. So you got to get the good folks. And then the trick is to keep them. And if you treat them like you want to be treated, amazing things happen. They stay, they're happy, and your customer's happy, and they stay. It's not a complicated formula, but in the service business, it just has to be that way.
What about a pearl of wisdom if you were leaving one thought with an emerging franchisor, something that they should or should not do? What would that one thing be?
You know, it's not very sophisticated, Stan, but it is all about the franchisee and their families. And you got to put the people first. You got to hire people that understand that the franchisee is the most important person. And the only way to do that is hire people with good hearts that are very emotionally intelligent and recognize where everybody's revenue comes from. It comes from the success of the franchisee. Bring people in, encourage them to build relationships with your support staff, because the simple truth in franchising is you just work harder for your friends. And you build those relationships, your franchisees are your friends, and it just makes for a pretty happy life.
You've mentioned by name Chris Ryan and Kevin Long, your son, as part of the management and leadership team. So talk a little about that as we get to the final turn here. What does the infrastructure at Phoenix look like? And across brands, how many people are supporting your franchise network? And how large is that in total?
We've got about 200 people, W-2 employees today, not including the call center. We have about 75 in the call centers. The executive team is made up of myself, my wife, Maria, my oldest boy, Kevin, Chris Ryan, just the best person I've ever met in home service. He's really spectacular. He understands the technical side. He understands the service and marketing side. So he is one of the engines that pull the train over there along with his brother, Keith. On the pet side, we've got just terrific people in Adam Grondin, who I've been working with him for better than a decade. And then Heather Beer, who's our longest tenured Fetch corporate employee, who was with Fetch 3 years before we bought it, total of 6 years now. And she's a veteran of the armed forces, and she's just really special. That's kind of our executive committee. And of course, my youngest boy, Steven, rounds the whole thing out. out as being just a terrific operator.
All good. The glue that holds it together is people in franchising, and those who don't figure that out early don't get very far. So it's no wonder that you're still doing what you're doing, Greg, the way you're doing it, because all of the fundamental elements have always been there no matter what the brand. And so that spells happy days for you as a Zor, and I'm sure for your franchisees as well. What about some contact info for some people to find you post-interview?
Oh, sure. Best email to reach me is greg@phoenixfranchisebrands.com, and they can always call me. I do this 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and that's 248-505-7709. Love to talk to anybody who likes to talk about people in franchising.
Talk about somebody who puts it out there. I get a lot of email addresses. Very seldom do we get a phone number anymore. That's that's commendable.
It's my pleasure. Obviously, I love to talk about franchising, and I certainly love to talk about taking care of people. So anytime.
Well, I've enjoyed talking with you about all of that. Greg Long, CEO of Phoenix Franchise Brands. Thanks for making it a twofer, Greg.
Oh, thanks for having me, Stan. It's quite an honor.
Well, that about does it for today. Join me again next week and every Wednesday at noon Eastern as I drop brand new interviews. Coming up in the weeks ahead, a couple of powerhouse women in franchising, as we'll be joined by BioOne President Danessa Itaya and by Julie Cartwright, President of PVolve. Until then, I'm Stan Friedman, wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising, and Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. No excuses, just solutions. Find them online at FRMSolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another live episode of Franchise Today. Or, as always, download episodes on demand at blogtalkradio.com or iTunes.